From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama offered a sneak preview today of one part of the budget bill he'll propose next week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama wants lawmakers to approve $215 million to help develop medical treatments specifically tailored to each patient's needs.
Standing alongside a model of DNA, Obama said the time is right to unleash a wave of medical advances custom-made for patients' individual genetic makeup, lifestyle, and environment. The president's proposal includes $70 million to study the genetic drivers that can turn cancer cells on or off. He also wants to create a giant research database with information from a million or more volunteers.
If we start today and seize this moment and the focus and the energy and the resources that it demands, there is no telling how many lives we could change.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander was on hand for the president's pitch. Obama says this is one part of his budget proposal that has bipartisan support. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Mitt Romney says after putting considerable thought into another possible run for the presidency, he has decided to sit this one out. In a conference call today, Romney announced he's decided to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee.
I feel that it's critical that America elect a conservative leader to become our next president. You know that I wanted to be that president. But I do not want to make it more difficult for someone else to emerge who may have a better chance of becoming that president.
The announcement comes after several of Romney's former major donors and a veteran staffer in Iowa announced they plan to support a possible presidential bid by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Also potentially seeking the GOP nomination are New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. South African Death Squad commander responsible for killing and torturing anti-apartheid activists has been granted parole after 20 years in prison. Dubbed Prime Evil by the press, he'd reached out to former victims while in prison. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the justice minister said he would be released in the interest of nation building.
Eugene de Kock was the commanding officer of a special unit of the South African police that kidnapped, tortured, and killed many anti-apartheid activists in the 80s and 90s. He was given two life sentences for his crimes. But even some relatives of his victims have recently called for his release from prison. They argue that de Kock was a soldier under the apartheid regime. His murderous actions were state-sanctioned. In the 1996 Truth and Reconciliation Commission, de Kock stood out for his honesty, confessing to more than 100 murders and taking full responsibility for the actions of his undercover unit. The day and time of de Kock's release on parole has not been made public. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
On Wall Street, stocks ending the week on a down note. The Dow dropped 251 points. You're listening to NPR. A Pentagon spokesman says the gunman who shot and killed three American contractors at the Kabul airport this week was wearing an Afghan uniform. They say the gunman was also shot and killed. According to Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby, the incident remains under investigation. Earlier today, a Taliban spokesman in Afghanistan claimed responsibility for the attacker, who he said infiltrated the ranks of Afghan security forces. Kirby says the U.S. cannot confirm or deny any Taliban involvement. A UN Yugoslav tribunal in The Hague has upheld convictions of five men for their role in the Srebrenica massacre. NPR's Sarayas Renardi Nelson reports an estimated 8,000 Bosnian men and boys were killed over 3 days in 1995, what was the worst atrocity on European soil since the Holocaust.
Life sentences for four of the five defendants, who were high-ranking officials in the Bosnian Serb army at the time, were also confirmed by the tribunal. The fifth man had his sentence reduced from 19 to 18 years. All five had appealed their 2010 convictions for a range of crimes, including genocide. The atrocity took place a few months before the end of the Bosnian War, when 20,000 refugees fled to Srebrenica to escape Serb forces. The enclave, which was protected by UN Dutch soldiers at the time, was overrun by paramilitary troops led by Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic. He is currently on trial in The Hague on charges of genocide. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher at week's end. The price of oil was up $3.13 a barrel today, ending the session at $47.65 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.